Hi, everyone. Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I'm your host, Sydney Chandler Monet, and today I have an amazing young rapper with me, Young Vea. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to get into this. I think you're my second rapper I've ever had on here, so I'm excited to see the different perspectives and things like that. And I've heard some of your work. It is a bop. And it is so cool. And we're going to get into all of that. So all my listeners can check you out as well. But Young Vea, aka Nevaeh Miller Kennedy, is a rap princess from Cincinnati, Ohio. She is 13 years old, attending St. Bernard High School. She started rapping at 5 years old, mimicking Nicki Minaj, Barbs, and started writing at 11. Her first album dropped on October 17th, 2020, called Abort the Mission. Her first music video feature was on Rude Boy with Tay, and her first single that met international success was Fresha. As you guys can see already, she's pretty successful with her own album at 13 years old. Excuse me. So in your bio, it talks about how you started writing at 11 years old. So we know that you like to write your own music. So how is that for you? Because some people, they find it hard to write music. Some people that have to have like songwriters for them. So how do you create the melodies and, you know, write your own music?
Okay, so I write my own music. It's easy when you're like in a room by yourself. It's like no sound. It's easier that way. But if you're like around a lot of people and there's a lot of sound, it's going to be difficult. But other than that, it's not really difficult. It's easy to me.
And that's all that matters, because like you need to be able to find it within yourself. Like you can't keep going to having to go to other people. Obviously you want to get constructive criticism, like, hey, does this sound right? Or does this sound like absolutely crazy, you know? But you know, from what I've heard, it's spot on. So I think you're doing a great job already. So I would like to know, who is your inspiration?
My inspiration when I was younger was Nicki Minaj, but I don't think she's into the music as much as she was back then. So my inspiration currently would have to be Doja Cat.
I was just listening to her album before this, her new one, Planet Her.
Yes.
It is so good. I was just listening to it before this, and I was just getting all the vibes in. Oh my gosh. But like, yeah, like what I was going to say, like, it kind of reminds me of your album, Abort the Mission, because of the whole like space theme and things like that. So obviously her album now didn't exist back in October, but it's kind of cool to see how that connected in that sort of way. So what is the inspiration behind your album, Abort the Mission?
Just my life. Like what I like to do, why I'm doing it, for what reason. Yeah, like just the whole reason behind me.
Mm-hmm. So like give us a little bit of background on that for our listeners that are trying to get to know you and, you know, haven't listened to your album yet. So who are you and like, how does your album represent you?
I am Young Vea. My full name is Nevaeh Aaliyah Miller Kennedy. I am from Cincinnati, Ohio. My album was based on my accomplishments, what I've accomplished throughout, from being not nothing to just starting to being known. And that's what I'm so excited about, is knowing new people and getting to know a lot of more people throughout the work.
That is so impressive. And you speak so eloquently. You already sound like you're in the game already. You're just like, this is what I do. This is how I live. Like, I'm already getting that kind of vibe from you. And I'm already like excited to see where you're going. So do you plan on making this like a career?
Yes, definitely.
How do you see yourself getting there? Like the steps you think you have to take to reach that?
I don't know. I guess whatever comes to me, obstacles, I know I'm going to overcome them. I'm not going to quit until I get there.
Mm-hmm. And have you met any obstacles already, like in your path?
Not that I remember, no.
Well, look at you, lucky girl, because like, I'm so like excited that you're able to progress and you haven't really met anything, any issues or anything like that. And, you know, what is the basis of your album? Like, what do you want our listeners to get out of it? Because I think it's a vibe, but what was the main goal when you were writing your album?
Be yourself. Don't change for anyone. There's no reason in you changing for someone who isn't you. I mean, you can't go off of what everybody thinks of you. Everybody's going to think differently about you. It's what you think about yourself.
Exactly. And I like to think of that like all the time, because even sometimes I forget and they're like, Sydney, you don't have to go out and like be who they want you to be. Because I remember I was at dinner and I felt like overdressed, and my friend was like, Sydney, you do not have to dress like anyone else, because like I'm usually the friend that comes overdressed and like, Sydney, what are you wearing? But I'm like, this is like who I am. Like, I'm always going to look, you know, prepared and like some kind of way, and like, you know, I like to dress nicely. So we were like, you know, Sydney, just be yourself. Like, it doesn't matter if you look overdressed, it doesn't matter if you look a little crazy in this environment, because you're sticking to what who you are and who you want to be. And I think that is very powerful.
Right.
Do you have a favorite song on the album?
Yes, Phoenix would have to be my favorite song.
Why is that?
It's different than all the rest of them. Like, it's laid back, it's chill, it's like a different type of beat. It was actually my first time trying a soft beat, and I was surprised of how it came out.
And I love that for you, because, you know, finding a different rhythm and finding a different vibe, I think, is how you grow and get more inspiration. Because, you know, we can listen to hype songs and things like that all the time, but sometimes when in the middle of an album where it kind of slows down, those are kind of my favorites. So I'm glad that you're able to, you know, be creative with your music like that. Mm-hmm. So do you have anything coming up that you would like to share with us?
Yes, I have a cypher I am doing and participating in with a couple of other older females. I am so excited. They have me going first, which is a bit... I'm a bit nervous, but I know I can do it. So it won't be that difficult. And I also am working on a project. My second album will be out at the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
That is so impressive. Again, she's already working on her second album, guys, at 13. I could never. And I'm just so impressed with what you've done. And for your event that you have coming up, here's a little advice. No one is going to expect you to get up there and like either trip on your words or fall or stumble. When people see you on stage, they want to see the best from you. So you might as well just stand up there and just do what you do best, because you know that you're great. It just happens to be in front of a bunch of people, right?
Right.
So you have to, like you always say, like your mantra, like stay true to yourself and people will be glad to see it, because the authenticity through that, it shows through. So staying true to yourself, not caring what anyone else is thinking of you while you're up there, and just doing what you love, I think will make it super easy for you. And I can already tell, being on this interview, it shows, like, this is who you are as an actual person, and this is how you represent yourself. So I think it'll become pretty easy for you.
Thank you.
So when you're not rapping, like, what are you doing in your free time?
If I'm not rapping, I'm writing. If I'm not writing, I'm thinking of something. If I'm not thinking of something, I'm listening to beat. But if I'm not doing anything around the music industry, I'm probably playing sport. I like sports a lot. So that's another thing that I like to do besides the music.
Mm-hmm. What kind of sports do you like to play?
Volleyball, softball, baseball, soccer. Mm-hmm.
She's well-versed, you guys. Thank you so much, Young Freya, for joining me. And thank you to my listeners. We will be right back after this break.
Hello, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, and if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, DellBlogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at DellBlogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya! It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.
This is Sydney Chalamone, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasted on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Young Vea, a young rapper from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm so excited to get into what else we have to talk about. So you are here with so many other young kids, and you are on an international podcast right now. So what would you like to say to them?
Stick to what you're doing. Don't change up. If you want to do something, you do it. You don't change for anyone else. Just like how I said in the beginning, be yourself. You don't have to change what people think about you or how they look at you. It's what you want to be. It's what you want to do. So do that. Don't change for what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm. And that seems to be the theme for today's podcast, like being yourself and sticking to it, because I found it to be easier to live that way. And then all of a sudden, if you feel like you want to go about like a different vibe, if you want to change who you are, do it. Because, you know, something that I just found out, I was reading this book and it was like, if you had to disappoint yourself over someone else, you'd have a way better time disappointing them than yourself, because it's your life. Right. So you have to do what it is that you want to do. Like, they'll get over it, whatever it is that like you have to disappoint them about, because putting your feelings first is like the biggest form of self-care, in my opinion. And staying true to yourself, which is what we've been saying this whole time, is like crucial, because it helps you find yourself so you don't get lost. And so also, you guys, if you feel lost, like, you know that you're going to get back into it. You know, when I'm sure that Young Vea, you get into sometimes writer's block or creative block sometimes. And so, you know, you're going to get through that. And so you're never going to be lost. Like, you're always going to find yourself again. Like, don't stress, don't worry. This is the life that we live and everything's going to be just fine.
Right.
So who is the most influential person to you? I know we talked about Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat, but is there anyone else in your life that kind of pushes you to be who you are?
My mom. Definitely.
Of course. And why would you say that? Because I know for my mom, like, she is like the person that gets me up every day, and she's like, all right, go out there, you can do it. And I'm like, okay. Like, right. Without her, I would not be where I am at all. So why would you say your mom is that person for you?
She's the one who got me in the studio. She's the one who paid for the videos. She's the one who, like you said, gets me up in the morning and tells me, okay, you got to go do this and you got to go do that. You got to be on time. You can't be late. Without her, my schedule would be messed up, like, totally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the moms. They really keep us in check. But yeah, like, helping us out emotionally, financially, supportively, like, moms are like the separate entity. Like, shout out to them. So what is the impact that you would like to leave on the world?
Be yourself, basically. Be yourself is like key. Like, if you're changing for someone who probably won't be there at the end, there's no point in changing. You do what you want to do for yourself, and that's what you need to worry about.
And I, again, our mantra, our theme for this episode, because, you know, staying true to yourself is the most important thing that you can do. So where do you see yourself in like 5 years from now, either you're rapping or in life or something like that? Where do you see yourself?
Famous.
Yeah. I love that attitude. I see it for you. And like, again, the authenticity is showing through, and I can't wait for people to start noticing you and recognizing you for the work that you're doing, because it's your passion. I can truly tell like through the screen right now, because this Zoom environment, I swear. But anyways, I can see it happening for you. I really can. And I'm so glad to have you on today, because my job is to make sure that people like you are seen. So this is just another step in that direction. And I'm so blessed that you were able to show that through everything that you do, and, you know, being yourself, not changing for anyone. You truly live that and walk with it every single day. And I'm truly impressed by that.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone in your family that, you know, maybe besides your mom, like, do you have any siblings?
Yes.
Do you think that they are supportive of you as well? And like, they want to see you win, and they want you to, you know, succeed and things like that?
Yes, of course.
And that's amazing, again, because the supportive guidance and everything like that, I think, is truly impressive. And, you know, I think that having that support is so important. And look how far you've gone because of that, right? So I think that you're going to be super successful in the future, and I'm so happy to have you on today.
Thank you.
So right now, I think I'm going to go into my favorite segment of the podcast, which is my rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So heels or sneakers?
Sneakers.
Movies or TV shows?
Movies.
Staying in or going out?
Going out.
Your favorite ice cream flavor?
Vanilla.
And even though this has kind of been the whole theme of the entire podcast, what is a motto that you live by?
Be yourself.
Be yourself. If we can't say it loud enough, you guys, be yourself. Again, thank you so much, Young Vea, for joining me today. I'm so impressed by your work. How can my listeners reach and follow you?
On all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, you can find me at Young Vea, YOUNGVAEH.
All right. Thank you so much. And I'm so excited to see how far you go. My listeners, please go help her, go support her, go listen to her music. It is so amazing. And again, thank you so much, Young Vea, for joining me. And thank you to my listeners. And this is Perfect Timing.